Hi, Craig James. We'll look at the key economic and financial events over the coming week. Well, we're clearly in the run-up phase to the next national accounts, the March quarter figures for economic growth or gross domestic product. Those figures will be released on June the 3rd. Over the coming week, we've got on Wednesday construction work done figures. The key component there is housing, which really plugs into the dwelling investment figures in the national accounts. Then on Thursday, we'll have the business investment figures. Neither of these figures are likely to set the world on fire. We're looking for a 1.5% fall in construction work and business investment falling in the order of 2%. The other indicator to watch out for over the coming week, on Friday we've got loans outstanding, private sector credit, so those figures are coming out. We'll have some more figures from the Bureau of Statistics, or more survey results from the Bureau of Statistics in terms of the impact of COVID on the economy. The business impact figures or survey results coming out on Thursday, and then on a Friday, the household impact results. In terms of the United States, start off the week with a holiday, the Memorial Day holiday on Monday, so a slow start to the week in terms of the US, but after that things really pick up. We've got something like a dozen key economic indicators to be released in the United States. It's usually quite busy in terms of the US in terms of economic data, but next week especially so, particularly in terms of the housing market, home prices, new and pending home sales figures. But probably the highlight will be Thursday, the next iteration of the estimates of gross domestic product or economic growth. And in the March quarter, the estimate is that the economy went backwards in the order of 4.8%. A fairly quiet week in terms of China. Wednesday we have the industrial profits figures, and then we have to wait until Sunday, May the 31st, for the next readings of the purchasing managers indexes, get a gauge about what's happening in the manufacturing and services sectors. So as I say, they will be released on Sunday, May the 31st. I know it's going to be a disappointment to all and sundry, but at this current stage, we don't have any scheduled talks from either the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, or from our own Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe.